Welcome to the Construction Technology News of the Week with Trevor Baggett and Nathan Wood. From groundbreaking innovations to industry-shaking updates, this is your Construction Technology News of the Week. Join us with our guest of the week as we dig into the latest news shaping the future of construction. All right, Nathan, what do you have for us today?
All right, I plucked this one specifically for Trevor here because he's such an Outbuild fan. I had to bring in another cloud-based planning software, but Planera offers a visual collaborative scheduling solution for free to U.S. universities. So again, kind of a double whammy here for Trevor, but basically, long story short, similar to Autodesk, I think Bluebeam, others have given out free software, which is a very, very smart move in my opinion, to have folks coming out of school learning your software. They're going to probably ask for it, and it'll just kind of naturally make its way. So I think it's naturally a smart move. But again, just more of these alternative CPM scheduling softwares that are cloud-based, whether it's Outbuild, whether it's Planera. I do think want to give them kudos for making it free to universities. I'd be curious if there were high schools that wanted it, if they would also be able to, because it does say specifically universities here. But ultimately, yeah, I guess, Trevor, I'm curious, your thoughts. Maybe you might want to bug Outbuild and maybe try to do something similar. But also just, the use of software in academia as university or even in high schools, how much do you feel like that fits in with the overall teaching, today's day and age?
Are you trying to reach the innovators and decision makers in construction technology? Then look no further than sponsoring the ConTech Crew. That's right, we're taking new advertisers. Email us at advertising@theconTechCrew.com to learn more.
Yeah, so actually a part of a little advisory group for construction teachers around North Texas now. One of the teachers, I think he's in Ferris ISD, he put that group together. They're actually looking at bringing in Procore into the school. So they're talking to the Procore so the kids can start learning it then. So that way they have the experience when they go to the field or they go off to college, and that way you just start learning earlier.
I mean, I'm even thinking you could build your own tech stack as a project in college, where you start with a Procore and you go through their app marketplace and see what other free apps you can plug in. And as long as you're using your .edu email address, you can do it all for free. The possibilities of what they could come up with of even just interesting workflows or different integrations. I don't know, Jeff, what this makes you think of?
Well, I mean, I come from the Microsoft world, right? So, and it was really eye-opening to me because I did Microsoft for years in the corporate world and then went out consulting for a long time. And my first ever school, I was doing budgeting and we were sitting down for the budgeting. And this is back in the day with servers and, versions of Office, et cetera. And I was like, okay, this will be the big chunk. And they were like, oh no, you're buying for a school. Here's the EDU pricing. And here's this education pricing. And I was like, wait a minute. I think it was $25 for a server license. And it was 10 times that, an Office. And I was like, that seems interesting. And my friend looked at me and goes, no, it's not. You're getting them hooked early. You want them coming out knowing how to use Excel, knowing how to use Word. It was a bit of a fiscal kind of thing in the beginning. But then to your point, Nathan, as I've watched schools and technology grow, the integrations, the ability to link things together, the ability for students to have a different experience, right? You used to have to check the grades, your parents used to have to wait twice a semester, once in the middle and once at the end to find out how you were doing. Now, all those grades, all that stuff goes live so you can see what's going on. And I think them, Planera, and others, by the way, you do hear this a lot from others really trying to push into the EDU space and push into universities. I do think they should be pushing into high schools as well, because it does two things, right? It attracts people to the industry because it's technology forward, right? It's true. They do need to know how to do and the fundamentals of scheduling or the fundamentals of project management, et cetera. But then you really need to know how to amplify them. And you're right, Nathan, as I could see this SkillsUSA, a project, being the most efficient technology stack, right? How a team of owners, architects, engineers, you know, this group, maybe five people can use and build a tech stack and prove how it would help and improve the process of building together, right? That would be really cool, but it's going to take them all getting in there. And it does great for the company itself, but it also does great for the school because they can offer it up. So big fan, man.
Yeah. Even accrediting some of these best practices like RFIs or submittals where, like, you know, Procore has done a pretty good job over the years of kind of getting everyone to funnel into a certain level of standardization of fields. And yeah, the more maybe universities can be a way of filtering that, you know, I could see that definitely being a benefit. So interesting stuff for us to potentially even be discussing in Philadelphia for my next news. Little bit of a shameless plug here, but if you haven't heard of the GBCA, General Building Contractors Association, or if you're in the greater Philly area, on Thursday, May 15th, they're going to be doing their Construction Technology Expo. It's their 8th annual expo. I know I helped during the COVID days in one of the virtual conferences, but I'm excited to be there in person. Jeff will be there with me. We've got a keynote session. We'll be doing a Contech Crew live podcast there, similar to what we did with ECC down in Colorado Springs. So it should be a great time if you are there locally and looking for an opportunity to hang out with us in person. Again, this stuff will be recorded. It looks like they'll have some virtual education series available. So do check that out. But I guess, Jeff, anything you're looking forward to out there, or anything you want to add?
I'm excited. I have actually spoken with a couple of the member companies of GBCA, some of the member associations as well. So, and I did it during COVID as well, my friend. So I have not actually gotten a chance to stand in the hall and meet these members in person. I've only met them over digital screens. So I'm really excited to be in the room. And for those that don't know, I'm from New Jersey originally. So we're getting back onto the East Coast into my territory. So always excited to be back and finally be in person. Meg's always been a great, Meg Ginsburg put it together for us and has always been great about it. I think Rob was there last year. So, you know, the crew is big at GBCA. So come check us out for sure.
Awesome. And Trevor, you heading up to any conferences upcoming here?
Yeah. So I'm looking at either doing the ENR Future Tech in May. That one ends the day before my birthday. So I got to ask the wife.
that's the boss you had to ask. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, she's always the boss.
That
doing that one, and then the Procore Groundbreak conference that they do every year. I think this year I'll be driving to it because it's in Houston.
That is right. It's in Houston this year. The event of the year, as always, one of my favorites. That's where actually this episode, if you didn't listen to the episode with Trevor, go back and listen to it. That is where the episode with Trevor came about. We ran into each other at an event in an evening, and I said, I got to get you on, man. It's time to get you on the show. So now he is here. So who knows where we will see you out there. But by the way, I think events are really powerful because this industry is a relationship industry, right? You want to know about the technology? Great. Come and see him at a booth, but actually come and talk to somebody like Trevor. Come and talk to somebody in the room that's, you know, kind of grinding away at it. And that's where you're going to learn, you know, where these tools can really help you. So awesome to see. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to see you. I will see you in Philadelphia, buddy. I'm going to take over. We're going to bring it right back. And we did not know this when I put this together. We're going to bring it right back to Trevor's home here, pretty much. This comes from KTSM.com. This is an interesting one because I'm always searching for like cool news out there about our world. And it's new building construction technology program coming to a college in Marshall, Texas. This is really cool. Texas State Technical College's Marshall campus is bringing on a building construction technology program, and it's expected to produce high-skilled workers for the construction industry, exactly what we talk about on the show all the time and what we just talked about with Planera giving away, you know, their stuff. This is about teaching the fundamentals and bringing it to the schools where people are learning the trades themselves, but then creating a technology component to it. It's going to start off as a certification program just to make sure it gets a foothold, but then eventually they really want to turn it into an associate degree. So can you imagine, you know, Nathan, when you graduated having an associate's degree in construction technology, you know, as companies like Spring Valley, where Trevor's at, and others are looking to go get somebody, that you can now say, hey, I have a certification in this.
Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, even just it used to be seeing BIM in any sort of construction management, or shoot, even in architecture was kind of rare to see. And so it's a sign of the times of kind of where things are at. So kudos. And yeah, I think other universities will hopefully be following suit here soon.
Yeah, Trevor, I'm interested, man, because you came up through, going to, in high school and then teaching it. What do you think about the idea of, right now, a certification, but eventually an associate degree in construction technology?
I mean, that's interesting to me. So TSCC, I've just read the article real quick. They actually have a building sciences program down in Waco at their Waco campus. And I actually looked at going to that campus once I graduated high school. Ended up going to Oklahoma State instead. But they have a very good program there. That's where we used to compete every year for skills.
So see, it's all kind of coming back together. We're doing a good job of training the people in the field and then really teaching on the technology, which is, extremely cool for the industry. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, well, no, and just that it's coming from, a technical college that it is going to be focused more on the trades and the trade craft, bringing the technology, which is so, well, definitely confusing, right? That a technical school is actually less focused on like the digital technology, but now they are, right? It's like coming full circle that they were the technical before technology, but now they really are kind of embracing that and incorporating that into what really means to be technical. So I just think that's really profound.
I think it's a huge opportunity too. When you think about, Trevor, you were talking about this during your time teaching about teaching the kids on the tools, right, themselves. And I was just sitting at MEP Innovation with a bunch of the tool manufacturers, and a couple of them are really, really building powerful tools into their tools, right? Technology into their tools for tracking things, for understanding, because ultimately, right, we talked with percent complete earlier, Nathan, like percent complete. Well, what's the best place to know how much work's actually getting done? It's the tool itself. It might be the materials if you're installing materials, but most of those materials have some sort of a tool that's being used that can give information back, that can provide data to the industry. So where better to try to start learning this? Like imagine, Trevor, if this technology program, but also the trades program, could teach someone how to use data to look at as an instructor. You can look over all these people using these people using tools and know who's not using them correctly, right? Without having to look around, you could tell from the data whether it's you're over torquing or what else are you doing. How cool would that be to see as a teacher?
Yeah, I mean, being able to see who's hiding in the corner and not using a tool at all. That'd be interesting too.
Yeah.
Because then you could make sure that people are doing what they're supposed to.
Right.
I never even thought about that. That comes from the person who's truly taught, right? I'm thinking about, oh, they're using it, but they're using it wrong. You're like, no, who's hiding out not using it?
Yeah. Who's hiding in the sheds we're building, just sitting there acting like they're working?
Yeah. No one ever does that, Trevor. No.
And no one hides out. Before you're even entering the business world, yeah, you're already kind of trying to figure out like, all right, what are the constructs of how I'm being measured? But even like kind of flipping the script on that a little bit of like having a whole class on like, if all of your tools gave you data about itself, how would you use it to do your job differently? Like let them be creative, because they are young and have that kind of outside the box thinking. Like I bet that class would come up with some really cool ideas on like how you could use data to your advantage and not just be so afraid of it.
I don't know. I'm hearing like a workshop, Nathan, where
right,
we can like create the fabricate the data and have people try to figure out what might be happening, what might be going wrong, what might we do, and have it be not what you thought it was.
Yeah, because it's not a hackathon, it's not software, but it's not just like an idea thought exercise. It's more specific. Yeah, it's like a data exploration exercise. I think we should sidebar on that.
Well, we will, and I'm sure Charlie Dunn's going to hear this one.
Right.
And there'll be Legos involved in this somehow, and Mentimeter and all sorts of fun stuff. If you haven't seen us out on the road lately, get ready. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to end this up with a, I'm a little bit going to shake my finger at her because I did not need this darn rabbit hole, but thanks a lot, Tanis.
I knew you'd say Tanis.
This one's for you. Google releases Grow with Google, the career dreamer site. So career paths aren't always straightforward, but your unique life experiences are a superpower. They're full of valuable skills that employers need. Career Dreamer helps you uncover those skills and explore new career possibilities in a simple and playful way. So this is a really cool, and it's not fully baked yet. I'm going to be honest. Like, I play around with it and I went down the rabbit hole and it's not awesome yet. It certainly took up a bunch of my time. So again, thanks a lot, Tanis, but it is, it triggered some thoughts, Nathan. Can think about the possibilities of career path development. We were talking about this earlier, like just not knowing what's out there and what's possible and what your skills might translate to. I was thinking about this while I did this. One of the things I found out from insurance claims. So did you know that the most successful recruitment that a couple of insurance, like car insurance claim people and home insurance claim, that kind of job, where they have found the best place to recruit from? It's bartenders, because bartenders know how to get the whole story. They know how to talk to people. And a lot of times in a car crash or in a, you know, something that's happened in a house, the story behind it actually helps get to the solution, to the problem itself, to the adjustment, to where this came from, so it doesn't keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you ever think as a bartender, like, hey, I should go be an insurance claim agent? I don't know that you might.
Right.
So this is cool. What do you think of this, you know, dream career dreamer?
I mean, I definitely have thought about, you know, what are the adjacent industries that construction's not thinking about that we should be recruiting from? Like, I would love to hope that you could somehow reverse engineer this into like being able to solve that. But I think I'm with you, and I don't know if it's going to fix mine. It would probably jog my memory on things I don't talk about enough that are part of what shaped my experience that I often skip over. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to flip the script and figure out, yeah, what is the bartenders that are perfect for construction?
Yeah, where should we be going and grabbing people from? And it wouldn't it be cool to like to be as soon as I started playing with it and it started asking me things, I, you know, having to pull up an old resume or whatever you got going and kind of dump it in there. I was like, what if it just connected to my LinkedIn? What if I could? And it, you know, of course it's Google and Microsoft, so you know they'll have to. But we see this a lot, right? You can log into a lot of things cross-functionally. Like, this would be super cool if I could plug in my LinkedIn to this career dreamer and also have it plugged into the LinkedIns of the world or the ZipRecruiters or the Indeeds or the, you know, and know the trends and know the success rates and start to offer up different career path opportunities. Like, Trevor, I know your career path took some winds, but they were happenstance, right? Wouldn't it be cool to maybe engineer the happenstance a little bit?
Yeah, this kind of brings back to when I was teaching. We used to do this thing as a craft career survey that the students would do. They would answer a set of questions, and it would say, hey, you would be good as a window glazer or whatever it is. And so they would just go through and answer the questions, and it pop out a result.
See, it was AI before it was AI.
I was going to say, we almost went a whole episode without talking about AI. And so on that note, I have to ask Trevor, do you use ChatGPT? Like, are you in that world of, like, do you use it for work at all? Or what level of AI usage are you at?
So I'm looking into it more, but currently I'm only using it as a note-taking app.
Okay.
So it records all my Zoom calls and it gives me a summary at the end of it so I don't have to take notes during it.
That's always a nice feature, man. But you know what?
I forget that's AI. Like that's so just ingrained in what I use. Like I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. I guess that is technically Otter. Yeah, otter.ai.
I'm like, Nathan, it's .ai. It's otter.ai. But now it's like table stakes to what we're all doing, right?
Yeah, so right.
It's there. And I think that's important, Trevor, because you're a, you know, construction technology manager, and, you know, I think treading lightly, using it for what it's good at, is important. I think, you know, this is a fun use case, right? I would say not really that dangerous, although, you know, a Steve Jobs, it's not a Steve Jobs. I always say it is, but it's somebody else. If the product is free, you're the product. So Google's definitely capturing something here from us, but that's okay. I'm willing to give that up a little bit to explore down and have it give me ideas I wouldn't have thought of. Put connections together I didn't have before. So for you guys who want to go find it, it's grow.google/career-dreamer. You end up not at the tool itself, but you end up at their Grow Stronger with Google's training tools and resources to help you grow your skills, careers, and business. So it actually looks like Google's got some of its own courses and certifications and trainings, and this is an extension of it. So, you know, this is what happens when you find things out and try things out live on the show. You never know what you're going to find. So thanks a lot, Tanis. I probably got another, you know, hour of my day I'm going to go down this rabbit hole next. So maybe you'll hear about it on an episode going forward. That's the news for the week. Trevor, thank you for sitting down with us. I want to encourage everybody, if you didn't listen to the show with Trevor, go back and listen to it. Fascinating story. Just awesome to finally have you on the show, man.
Happy to be here.
Nathan Wood, thank you, my friend, for bringing the news, bringing the thoughts, bringing the ideas. It's great to see you. Can't wait to see you in person in just about a week.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, for driving the ship, as always.
And thank you for tuning in today to Geek Out for the Construction Technology News of the Week with Trevor Baggett and Nathan Wood. To read all our news stories, learn more about our guests, and to listen to this show, visit thecontechcrew.com. This is the Contech Crew signing out. Until next time, enjoy the ride and geek out.